不一样。
We see that the Israelites did not live up to God's expectations.
所以在神看起来，这个神的管教快要来到。
And because of that, God's punishment was impending.
因此神叫他们回头。
And God called the Israelites to turn back.
我们看第五章。
Let's read Amos chapter 5.
阿摩斯书第五章的二十一节。
Amos chapter 5 verse 21. I hate, I despise your feast days, and I do not savor your sacred assemblies. 22. Though you offer me burnt offerings and your grain offerings, I will not accept them, nor will I regard your fattened peace offerings.
在旧约里面有七个节期，五个献祭。
In the Old Testament, we learn about seven feasts and five offerings.
这是神对人的要求。
These were God's requirements of man.
这跟敬拜神有很直接的关系。
And they had a direct relationship to man's worship.
但是到了第五章的二十一节，说节期神厌恶，严肃会神也不悦纳。
But in verse 21, it says that God hates and despises their feast days and He does not savor their sacred assemblies.
那献祭神也不悦纳。
And he has no interest in their offerings.
这个节期跟献祭本来是好的。
Both feasts as well, feast days and offerings were originally good things.
所以好像传统这样一直传下来。
They were passed down as tradition.
所以以色列百姓每一年到圣殿去守节献祭，这变成一种文化，一个传统。
So the Israelites would go up to Jerusalem yearly to observe the feasts, and this had become their custom.
但是久了以后，他们的信仰生活失去了最重要的实质。
But after a long time, their life of faith was lacking in substance.
也就是说，失去对神的敬畏。
In other words, they did not have fear of God.
所以虽然有外表的宗教动作，但是生活没有办法看出来他是一个拜神的人。
Outwardly, they followed all the routines, yet inwardly, they did not live as God worshippers.
所以到底他们缺乏什么？
What were they lacking?
如果我们看第五章的二十四节。
Let's read chapter 5, verse 24. But let justice run down like water, and righteousness like a mighty stream.23. Take away from me the noise of your songs, for I will not hear the melody of your stringed instruments.
说你们歌唱的声音远离我，因为我不听你们弹琴的声音。可见神跟以色列百姓是有一个距离。
We can see here the distance between God and the Israelites.
神的爱没有改变。
God's love never changed.
但是为什么会跟以色列百姓的关系好像疏远了？
But why has he become alienated from the Israelites?
神没有问题。
The problem was not with God.
问题就是这些神的选民。
The problem was with the chosen people, the Israelites.
所以二十四节。
Verse 24.
要公平如大水滚滚，公义如江河滔滔。
Let justice run down like water, and righteousness like a mighty stream.
在旧约里面说神所要的是什么？
In the Old Testament, what does it say about what God requires of us?
第一个就是要行公义。
The first is to do justice.
那神本身就是公义的。
God Himself is just.
所以神要求以色列百姓在生活中要有公义。
So God demands the Israelites to act justly in their lives.
但是很显然，他们在生活中已经被罪所充满。
But evidently, their lives were filled with sin.
所以有宗教的仪式，但是生活没有宗教的这种实质。
They had the religious formalities, but they lacked the substance of a religious life.
因此神要求他们公义跟公平更重要。
Therefore, God asked them for more important things, including justice and righteousness.
那我们现在看当时他们的生活是什么。
Let's now look at what their life was like.
我们看第五章。
Let's read chapter 5.
第五章的十二节。
Verse 12. Chapter 5, verse 12. For I know your manifold transgressions and your mighty sins, afflicting the just and taking bribes, diverting the poor from justice at the gate. 13. Therefore, the prudent keep silent at that time, for it is an evil time.
所以在当时人的生活，这里记载几点，你们的罪恶何等大。
These verses describe depict the lives, the sinful lives of the people. It says your manifold transgressions.
那你们苦待义人。
Afflicting the just.
那收受贿赂。
Taking bribes.
驱往穷人。
Diverting the poor from justice.
这个都是不义的。
All these are injustice and unrighteousness.
这跟神的本性都是不相合的。
They are not in harmony with God's intent.
所以时候到了，他们就守节；时候到了就献祭。但是生活当中，却充满着不义。
They offer sacrifices and observe feasts according to the yearly schedule, but their daily lives were filled with injustice.
那这样的守节跟献祭，并没有办法拉近他们跟神的关系。
As a result, their offerings and their observance of feasts could not bring them any closer to God.
所以神要求他们不但守节献祭，要生活要改变。
So God required that they not only observe feasts and offer sacrifices, they must also change their lives.
那今天这个对我们来讲是什么意思？
And what does this mean for us today?
我们的信仰啊。 经过一段时间之后，也会变成有一个很自然的一种传统跟习惯。
After a while, our faith naturally develops some custom or tradition.
比方说每个礼拜六我们就来聚会。
For example, we come to church every Saturday for worship.
那每半年我们就有一次灵恩会。
And every half year we have a spiritual convocation.
就好像当时的守节。
This is similar to the feast days of those times.
甚至当时的这个七大节期的意义，现在我们都可以在灵恩布道会里面找到。
And we can find the significance of the seven feasts in the Old Testament in today's spiritual convocations.
那献祭呢？
What about offerings?
献祭也可以指着奉献十一捐。
Offerings can refer to our tithing.
我们信仰到一定程度，献十一捐变成我们的一个习惯。
When our faith reaches a certain stage, we would regularly tithe.
我们都会这样去做。
And we would do it as a custom.
也是很甘心的去做。
And we also do it willingly.
献祭也可以指着奉献我们的时间来服侍神。
Offering can also refer to dedicating our time to serve God.
这是我们信仰的一种很自然的表现。
These are natural expressions of our faith.
所以我们这些安息日参加灵恩会，或者说奉献十一捐，或者献我们的时间来服侍神，这都是好的。
Joining the Sabbath services, coming to spiritual convocations, offering tithes, as well as dedicating our time are all good things.
但是有一件事情不可以少。
But one thing must not be lacking.
就是行公义。
And that is to do justice.
就是要在生活当中把神认为不对的拿掉。
That means in our lives, we must remove deeds that displease God.
这个敬虔的本身，就是在反映神的本性。
Godliness is a reflection of God's nature.
所以在生活中，如果有不义，这跟公义的本神的本性就不相配。
If our lives have unrighteousness, then that our lives are incompatible with God's justice.
所以信仰生活是不断对神的认识。
Our life of faith should be a continual progress in knowing God.
然后认识神的知识好像一面镜子。
And the knowledge of God should be like a mirror.
那站在这个知识的面前，我们来审查自己。
And we can stand before this knowledge of God and reflect upon ourselves.
那我们就对自己认识更深。
And this will help us understand or know ourselves even better.
所以如果不认识神，我们是不认识自己的。
So if we don't know God, we actually don't know ourselves.
因为我们缺乏一面镜子。
It's because we don't have a mirror to look at.
那认识神越深，我们就会认识自己越深。
But the more we know God, the deeper we will know ourselves.
因为那个知识成为一个标准来衡量我们自己。
Because the knowledge of God becomes a standard to measure ourselves against.
那这样不断一直调整。
And we continuously adjust ourselves.
那我们渐渐就会变成越来越公义。
Until we gradually become more and more righteous.
所以信仰生活如果只变一种外在的习惯，而内心缺乏一种内在的反省，一种内在的调整，那我们就会变成有外表没有实质。
If our faith only consists of outward formalities, without constantly reflecting and adjusting ourselves, then we will only have an outward form without any inward substance.
所以神要求的是公义如大水滚滚，公平如大水滚滚，公义如江河滔滔。
So what God requires is to let justice flow like the river.And righteousness like the streams.
那二十三节啊，你们歌唱的声音，这个歌唱就是在赞美神。
And verse 23 mentions the songs, which are songs of praise.
神说你们歌唱的声音要远离我。
Take away from me the noise of your songs.
因为缺乏公义。
Because their lives are lacking in justice.
所以义人不但祷告可以达到神面前。
Not only will the righteous prayer reach God,
义人的赞美也会蒙神悦纳。
The praises of the righteous will also be acceptable to God.
所以这里在讲，连他们歌唱神也不听。
God would not even accept their songs and praises.
那为什么以色列百姓会变成这样呢？
Why have the Israelites become like this?
如果我们看到第六章。
Let's turn to chapter 6.
有时候这跟我们外在的生活的环境也会有关系。
This sometimes has to do with our external environment.
什么样的环境最好守道？
In what kind of environment is it easiest to keep the word of God?
有时候我们常常想哦，生活很平安很富足那这样来守道最好。
Sometimes we may have the notion that if we live in a peaceful time and live in prosperity, it is very easy for us to keep God's word.
但是从圣经看起来不一定是这样。
But looking at the Bible, this is not necessarily so.
你看主耶稣禁食40天。
If we look at Jesus, how he fasted 40 days.
魔鬼来试探他。
The devil tempted him.
结果他赢了。
And the Lord Jesus was triumphant.
那亚当在伊甸园里面什么都有。
When Adam was in the Garden of Eden, he had everything.
但是面对试探，他败了。
But when he faced temptation, he was defeated.
所以不是说很舒服的生活、很平安的生活就很容易守道。
So a life of ease does not equal to keeping God's word.
有时候生活越平安、越顺利、越享受，越难守道。
Sometimes the easier and the more enjoyable life is, it is actually more difficult to keep God's word.
这个不只是我们现在的体验，历史的事实也是这样。
This is true not only for us today, but also it has been proven true in history.
所以在第六章就在讲当时阿摩斯的时代，他们的生活是怎样。
Chapter 6 depicts the life of the people during the times of Amos.
我们看第六章的第一节。
Let's read chapter 6, verse 1. Woe to you who are at ease in Zion and trust in Mount Samaria, notable persons in the chief nation, to whom the house of Israel comes.
如果我们看第六章的第一节我们真的很难接受。
It may be hard for us to accept it as we read verse 1.
我们信仰不是要安逸无虑吗？
Shouldn't our life be at ease?
所以这里讲安逸无虑的有祸了。
But it says, woe to you who are at ease.
那第一句话，国为列国之首，人最著名，这个不是我们所要追求的吗？
Notable persons in the chief nation, isn't this what we are after?
要出名，要有成就，然后生活要舒服。
We want to be famous, we want to have accomplishments, and we want to have an enjoyable life.
结果在第一节的最后说，这样是生活是有祸的。
But the verse 1 tells us that woe is to such people.
那这个有祸不是生活本身而且这样的生活环境很难守道。
the woe is not necessarily about the lifestyle itself, but the fact that it is difficult to keep God's word in this kind of environment.
所以到了第三节,
Verse 3, woe to you who put far off the day of doom, who cause the seed of violence to come near.
这里讲你们以为降祸的日子还远。
You put off the days of doom, the day of doom.
坐在位上进行强暴。 所以当一个人生活很舒服的时候，你要跟他讲说，世界末日啊，主耶稣的愤怒，听不下去。
When a person is living a life of ease and you tell him about the coming of Christ or the judgment, they cannot accept it.
所以主耶稣在讲挪亚的日子要重复出现。
And the Lord Jesus therefore mentions as in the days of Noah.
挪亚的日子是什么?
And what are the days of Noah?
如果我们看这个马太福音的24章。
Let's read Matthew 24.
马太福音的24章。
Matthew chapter 24.
37节。
Verse 37. But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be.
38.
For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark. 39. And did not know until the flood came and took them all away. So also will the coming of the Son of Man be.
这里讲人子降临也要这样。
So also will the coming of the Son of Man be.
所以主耶稣降临的日子可以说挪亚那个世代重新的翻版。
So the coming of the Son of Man will be a replica of the days of Noah.
那挪亚的世代，这里讲人吃喝嫁娶。
And this verse, this passage tells us that in the days of Noah, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage.
其实神是给我们饮食饱足，满心喜乐，这是神的恩典。
God has given us food and drink so that we can enjoy them, and it is a blessing of God.
那这个嫁娶，婚姻是神所设立的，幸福的家庭也是神的恩典。
And marriage and a happy family are also God's blessings.
但是当一个人他的注意力只是在吃喝嫁娶的时候，他对神就会模糊不清了。
But if a person's sole focus is on eating and drinking and marriage, his vision of God, his knowledge of God will become blurred.
好像我们在照相，你如果对准一个焦点，其他旁边都是模糊的。
For example, in photography, when you focus on one thing, the other parts will become blurry.
所以你生活如果是对准吃喝嫁娶，对属灵的事情就模模糊糊。
Likewise, if your focus is on eating and drinking and marrying, then you other things will become blurry.
其实挪亚那个世代，挪亚除了造方舟，就是传警告。
During the times of Noah, Noah preached the warning besides building the ark.
而且圣经说，那个时候人的罪已经充满了，神看人的尽头已经来到。
And the Bible tells us that man was filled with sin, and God saw that the end of man has come.
但是到处充满罪，那个时代的人都没有感觉。
But the people in those days were insensitive to the abundance of sin.
因为他的注意力就是在吃喝嫁娶。
It was because they focused their attention on eating, drinking, and marrying.
那挪亚传警告，那个时代人也没有警醒。
Even though Noah preached warning, the people of his generation did not heed his warning.
所以传了一辈子，连一个，除了六，他全家六个人，其他一个人没有来。
So even though Noah spent all his days preaching warning, none of the people of that generation, except Noah's family, came into the ark.
因此，如果我们回到阿摩斯书第六章，就看到他们那个世代的人，生活很安逸。
If we come back to Amos chapter 6, we see that the people of Amos' day, days were living in ease.
其实社会的生活充满着不义。
Even though their lives were filled with injustice.
那生活太舒服啊，这个什么神降祸降福，他从来不会去想啊，这个还远。
because their life was so easy and comfortable, they would never think about God's punishment or calamity.
哦，那既然不会去想哦，我们人就不会改变了，不会注意，不会调整。
And when people do not think about these things, they would not pay attention to the need to change themselves.
哦，那我们看他们怎么生活。
Let's continue to see how they live their lives.
第六章第四节。
Amos chapter 6 verse 4. Who lie on beds of ivory, stretch out on your couches, eat lambs from the flock, and calves from the midst of the stall.
六节。
5. Who sing idly to the sound of stringed instruments, and invent for yourself musical instruments like David.
六节。
6. Who drink wine from bowls, and anoint yourselves with the best ointments, but are not grieved for the affliction of Joseph.
所以如果我们看他们的生活。
If we look at the people's lives,
躺卧在象牙床上
they lay on beds of ivory.
哦，以现在来讲哦，这个床是非常名贵的。
In today's terms, these would be very expensive beds.
好，然后舒身在榻上啊，这个沙发啊非常舒服。
They stretch out on their couches.
哦，那吃的是最好的羊羔牛犊。
Very comfortable. They ate lambs from the flock and calves from the midst of the stall.
所以吃得非常好。
They ate gourmet food.
那第五节。
Five.
有很多的这个休闲生活。
And they had a lot of entertainment.
所以弹琴鼓彻唱消闲歌曲。
They sang idly to the sound of string instruments.
然后还有乐器，娱乐的器材。
They also had musical instruments for pleasure.
那第六节。
Six.
用大碗喝酒。
They drank wine from bowls.
大的碗这个酒可以指的酒精的，也可以指现在来讲一些世俗的娱乐。
This wine can refer both alcohol as well as represent pleasure in general.
那喝下去很舒服。
When we drink such wine, it is very enjoyable.
用上等油抹身。
They anointed themselves with the best ointments.
以现在来讲最好的化妆品。
In today's terms, they used the best cosmetics.
那这样的生活不是很好吗？
Isn't this the ideal lifestyle?
但是如果我们看，不为约瑟的苦难担忧。
But it continues to say they were not grieved for the affliction of Joseph.
约瑟的苦难是什么？
What is the affliction of Joseph?
被卖到埃及。
He was sold into Egypt.
所以他已经头脑里面已经没有受苦这两个字。
In other words, these people had no idea what suffering meant.
所以生活很舒服，过了久以后，他头脑不会去想受苦。
After living at ease for a long time, they would never think about suffering.
那生活一舒服以后，对神的话也没有办法很深入下去，活在罪里面也不知道。
And because their lives were so comfortable, even though they were living in sin, they were ignorant of it.
那这样就是危机啊。
And this was a crisis.
所以第六章的第六节。
So in chapter 6, verse 6, who drink wine from bowls and anoint yourselves with the best ointments, but are not grieved for the affliction of Joseph.
这个地方讲，在被掳之中，首先会被掳。
Seven, they shall now go captive as the first of captives.
出生人的荒宴也必消灭，那个快乐会消失的。
And those who recline at banquet shall be removed.
因为神的怒气来到，这个就没有了。
When God's wrath comes, all these things will go away.
所以我们看当时的世代，在对照我们现在的世代，实在也是很相像。
So if we compare our generation with the generation of Amos's time, there is a lot of similarities.
生活很舒服，但是到处充满着罪。
Life is very comfortable, but sin is abundant everywhere.
人一直注重生活的舒服，对罪的事情已经不太在意。
People seek a comfortable living, but pay no attention to righteous lives.
因此神要阿摩斯先出去传警告，要预备迎见神。
So God told Amos to preach the warning that the people must prepare to meet their God.
这个预备就是表示需要有一些改变。
To prepare means that some things must change.
因为要见神要需要有改变。
Because to see God, we must first change ourselves.
那到底改变是什么？
What changes are to be made?
如果我们回来看阿摩斯书的第五章。
Let's return to Amos chapter 5.
14节。
Verse 14. Amos 5 verse 14. Seek good and not evil, that you may live. So the Lord God of hosts will be with you as you have spoken.
这个地方讲要求善，不要求恶，就要活着。
Seek good and not evil, that you may live.
然后神必照你们所说的与你们同在。
The Lord God of hosts will be with you as you have spoken.
所以虽然外面的环境非常罪恶。
Even though the environment was filled with sin.
但是这些神的选民如果原则抓住，要求善，不要被恶同化，那我们就可以存活。
If the people of God are willing to hold firmly to the principle and seek good and not evil, they will live.
那神就会与我们同在。
And God will be with them.
所以，这个是我们现在末世最难也是最需要的。
And this is the greatest challenge for us today, but it is the most direly needed.
求善，不要被恶同化。
We are to seek good.And not conform to evil.
因此神还要继续跟我们同在。
If we do that, God will continue to be with us.
我们的献祭，我们的守节就会蒙神悦纳。
Then our offerings and our feasts will be acceptable to God.
我们的歌唱，我们的颂赞，也可以得到神的喜悦。
And our singing and praises will be pleasing to God.
好，我们再回来看第五章。
Let's come back to chapter 5.
第五章十五节。
Verse 15.Hate evil, love good. Establish justice in the gate. It may be that the Lord God of hosts will be gracious to the remnant of Joseph.
这个地方讲要恶恶好善。
Hate evil, love good.
所以基督徒如果这样讲就是恨恶罪恶。
In Christian terms, this means to hate sin.
当然主耶稣是爱罪人。
Of course, our Lord Jesus loves sinners.
但是罪本身这是神所恨恶的。
But God detests sin.
所以恨恶罪恶就是我们怜悯罪人，但是对他的恶我们不敢苟同。
Hating evil means that while we have compassion on sinners, we must not condone their sin.
所以如果一个同性恋他愿意来信耶稣，我们是欢迎的。
If a person who is homosexual is willing to accept the Lord Jesus, we welcome them.
但是这个恶，同性恋的这个恶是我们不能接受的。
But we cannot tolerate the sin of homosexuality.
因此你要来信耶稣，你要加入教会，你要改变。
Therefore, if you want to believe in the Lord Jesus and become a member of the church, you must change.
所以说这里要恶恶，然后要好善。
Therefore, it says here to hate evil and love good.
善就是神认为对的事情。
Good means whatever is right in the eyes of God.
这里讲在城口秉公行义。
Establish justice in the gate.
那这样或者神万军的神会向约瑟的渔民施恩。
It may be that the Lord God of hosts will be gracious to the remnant of Joseph.
所以虽然在阿摩斯那个时代已经罪恶很深。
Even though sin was prevalent in the time of Amos.
但是只要他们愿意改变。
Yet, if the people are willing to change,
神还是会回转向他们。
God will still turn back to them.
因为神的怜悯是非常的大。
Because God's mercies and compassions are great.
今天也是一样。
And the same is true today.
我们愿意归向神。
If we're willing to turn back to God,
神会怜悯我们，向我们施恩。
God will have mercy on us and show grace to us.
来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.